You're listening to the news and music programs on Kansas City's radio and television station, and now welcome to our Innis News. The project of renovating and upgrading Kantor Airport Ring Road connecting Lê Hồng Phong to Võ Văn Kiệt Streets is a key project of the city. This project has been implemented for nearly 5 years now. However, due to the site clearance task, the project has been delayed for a long time. Kantor Airport Ring Road project has a length of over 1.7 kilometers and a construction cost of over 137 billion Vietnam dong invested by the City Construction Investment Project Management Board in the period of 2016-2020. The road is built to the scale of 4 lanes and a design speed of 60 kilometers an hour, in addition to a water supply and drainage system, public lighting and trees. After many inspections, the last 6 households have accepted to hand over the site for the construction unit to implement the items of the project. Kantor City is one of 2 localities selected by the Ministry of Education and Training to participate in a pilot of STEM education. After 1 year of implementation, the city has 323 teachers participating in teaching 119 STEM topics and more than 11,210 students studying in a STEM education environment exceeding the plan. The city's education department has selected 10 primary schools in 5 districts to implement and sent 56 administrators and teachers to attend the training course organized by the Ministry of Education and Training. In addition to organizing STEM lessons, units should also diversify forms of STEM education organizations to create conditions for students to explore and experience, thereby facilitating students' access to appropriate materials, equipment, and resources to carry out STEM activities. On August 5th, more than 200 disadvantaged students, poor and deep poor households, participated in the activities of the third Zero Vietnam Dong of Fascinate Star program in 2023, organized by the Standing Committee of the Youth Union and the Veterans Association of KK World, Ninh Kiều Upper District. The Zero Vietnam Dong of Fascinate Star program was organized with 10 booths, including school supplies, backpacks, water bottles, clothes, toys for children. In addition, the children also participated in collective game activities and get free haircuts. The organizers also awarded 30 scholarships, 1 million Vietnam dong each, to children who have overcome difficulties to study well. The total cost of organizing the program is nearly 200 million Vietnam dong from mobilization sources. The Southern Đơn Ca Tài Tử Festival of 3 Provinces of Bạc Liêu, Sóc Trăng, Cà Mau will take place on December 1st and 2nd, 2023 at Cao Văn Lầu Theatre, Bạc Liêu City, Bạc Liêu Province. This festival aims to commemorate the 10th anniversary of UNESCO, honoring the act of Đơn Ca Tài Tử as a representative intangible cultural heritage of humanity. The festival also creates conditions for artisans to participate in Đơn Ca Tài Tử festivals in 3 provinces of Bạc Liêu, Sóc Trăng, Cà Mau, as well as some provinces and cities in the Southeast and Mekong Delta, gradually improve the quality and continue to develop the act of Đơn Ca Tài Tử, promote mass cultural and artistic activities at grassroots level. With nearly a month to go until National Day, September 2nd, domestic and international fares of Vietnamese Airlines have been pushed up to double compared to normal days. Ticket prices began to increase sharply from the period near the end of August, while currently ticket prices for this route are diversified from 1,300,000 to 1,800,000 Vietnam dong one ticket. The Civil Aviation Administration of Vietnam said it would strengthen inspection and supervision of ticket prices and the supply of air tickets of airlines during peak holidays. According to the report of the Ministry of Health, in 7 months of this year, the country had 60 cases of food poisoning, with 860 suffering cases, including 12 deaths. Notably, among the food poisoning cases that have occurred recently, there are poisoning cases that come from the kitchen in the family. To prevent food poisoning in home kitchens, experts recommend choosing fresh, clean, clearly sourced foods, using cooked food and boiled drinks, do not use rancid food, food processing ensures safety. The Ministry of Health also recommends that people do not collect, catch, or use poisonous mushrooms, strange insects, puffer fish, toad eggs, strange nails, trees, strange fruits for food. Do not use that undisciplined cattle or poultry for food or food processing. And that's all now. Thanks for listening. Goodbye and see you next time.